Okay, so this is Dada Wells here in Washington, D.C. It's Wednesday, October 13th, 2021. What is today? Today is the first day of hockey season. So the Rangers are in town to play the Capitals. But let's talk about football. The NFL. So I'm from Texas. My last name is Wells, W-E-L-L-E-S. I'm a Longhorn. Austin, Texas is my hometown. My high school is about 10 minutes from UT Austin. So kind of college for me was all my high school friends in college. It was a good time. But all of us went to LBJ High School, and then 10 minutes down the road was UT Austin, so that was a good time. So I now live in Washington. I live in Northeast Washington, D.C. And maybe for years now, even, when I walk home, there's a neighborhood called, I think, Bloomingdale. And I walk by a bar. And I finally went in. I'm 38. I no longer drink beer, probably. So I don't always have a need, necessarily, to go to every bar I see. But a couple of months ago, I finally went to this bar that I walk by all the time. I think it's called Boundary Stone. It's got a weird name. But when I went in, I learned that the owners live in Philadelphia, and so this is a Philadelphia, so to speak, bar. But when the Philadelphia Eagles play, they have big game watching parties. So I actually do. My friends know this about me. I do enjoy going to bars, so to speak, and watching television. So if the plan is, do you want to go to that bar and watch this on television, I do like doing that. So, for example, when I went to Richmond, we ended up watching the Redskins at Buffalo Billiards. I enjoyed doing that. Conceptually, going to a bar or a casino or something, and then on their television. I enjoy going to a bar and then watching some kind of a something on the television at the bar. So I might not be a Philadelphia Eagles fan, but they had my attention when they said that they're game watching parties. I like to go to Philadelphia, but I'm not from Philadelphia. But I did resolve the next time I could, I would go. So remarkably, the next time I could go. And I did go. It was a Monday night football. And Philadelphia was playing at Dallas. So the Dallas Cowboys play at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. I've been there. Where do the Dallas Cowboys play? It's called AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Yes, I've been there. So here I was in Washington at this bar, this Philadelphia Eagles bar, and I'm watching, I'm waiting, here's this television, I'm looking at the television, there is AT&T Stadium, which of course I've been there, in Arlington, Texas, and the Cowboys ended up winning, but this is essentially for me what happened. So, in preparation for the game, I looked over the Philadelphia roster. And the quarterback is actually from Houston. His name is Jalen Hurts, and he went to Oklahoma. So this is exactly what happened. I was at the bar, and I was waiting for the game to start. And I knew that the Philadelphia quarterback was from Houston. He's 23-year-old. Oklahoma Sooner Jalen Hurts. Philadelphia is just 2 hours from me. I actually go to Philadelphia a lot, kind of. So Jalen Hurts actually doesn't live that far from me. He's from Houston. He's 23. He went to Oklahoma. So I was ready for the game to start, actually really hoping this Houston quarterback does well. Because he's from Houston, he's from Texas. I wanted to play well. When the game started, he played so bad. It was interception after interception. And kind of the only time the Eagles scored was when the defense scored. That is the end of the story. But I think I want to describe the Philadelphia Eagles. Their quarterback is from Houston. His name is Jalen Hurts. He's 23 and went to Oklahoma. 2 weeks ago, Monday Night Football, they played at Dallas. Dallas won. Jalen Hurts plays so terrible. He's only 23, but the one game I saw him play was really bad. But he is from Houston. He did go to Oklahoma. So this is Donna Wells here in Washington, D.C. Have a really great day.